So a couple weeks ago, I planted a garden, and I had never gone through the gardening process. I'd never planted anything from literal seed and watch it sprout and then turn into a plant and bear fruit. And it was such an amazing process, and I've internalized so much just from watching it take place, because I mean, the ground was good ground, right? And all I had to do was plant. Literally, I planted two things. One was tomato, one was bell pepper. Well, tomato took, bell pepper didn't. And I thought it wasn't anything that I could do to make the bell pepper grow. The conditions just weren't right for it. But for the tomato, it was perfect. It basically thrived. And all I had to do was put it out in the sun and remember to water it. And that's the thing. That's what I kept forgetting to do, to water the plant. So a lot of times people think that when you're doing things in order for it to go from seed to sprout to plant to bear fruit, for the fruit to be ripened, you just do it one time and you don't really have to pay attention to it. But that's not how gardening works. That's not how growth works, because gardening is essentially a physical manifestation of the growth process. And in order for things to grow, you have to pay attention to it. You have to cultivate it. You have to care for it. You have to water it. You have to make sure that all the proper conditions are met for it to grow. And depending on the kind of seed that's planted, some things are easier to grow just because they're more adaptable to the circumstances around them. So I kind of took it as a life lesson, and it really, really helped me to understand what things and what areas I need to work on for growth. Consistency. Because up until this point, I genuinely keep forgetting to water my plants. It's not something that I'm used to doing. So I have to get used to it. If I want my tomatoes to continue to ripen, I have to make it a point to water them. And a lot of times, as humans, we don't pay attention to the habits that we have and the habits that we need to implement in order to get the results that we want. Like, I want red tomatoes. So that means that I have to make sure that I keep watering my tomatoes. That means that I have to monitor the leaves to make sure they're not getting eaten by bugs and other things. So it's kind of fantastic for growth. It's one of those things where I'm going to make sure that I keep continuing, that I continue to garden, because the process of growth and planting a garden and watching the process of growth, I'm growing. I'm learning the things that I need to work on for habits. I need to be more consistent. I need to pay attention to the details more. And it's not until I decided that I wanted to have a garden and to plant things and to learn how things physically grow, like the actual tangible physical manifestation of how vegetables or fruits grow, that I wouldn't really truly understand the process of growth. Because we live in a microwave society now. Everybody wants everything now. Because we're so used to getting everything immediately, that one of the things that gardening and the process of growth forces you to learn is patience. Because the same day you plant the seed is not the same day that you harvest the fruit. So you have to be patient and wait for it to go through the entire growth cycle before you can benefit and yield from fruit, like before you can access it and actually enjoy it. And I think it's a principle that is not as, it's not in effect in terms of human behavior as it used to be. So I'm quite happy with this process. I have like three, like one big tomato and three little ones. But I just learned so much, like not just about the process of growing, but making sure all the conditions are present. And I think as a human who is a business owner and who wants certain things to manifest and come to pass in her business, it's just an actual tangible reminder of the habits that I need to cultivate as a business owner are the same habits that I need to make sure are present in order to grow my plants, to grow my tomatoes. Because mind you, I planted bell peppers too, and the bell peppers didn't grow. But just like in business, you try again. So I will be planting bell peppers again. And now that I know exactly what I need to do to make sure that they grow, I will make sure that I do them so that they can grow. The process of growth. So if you have the opportunity to, I recommend that you plant something. Plant a corn, tomato, bell pepper, plant anything. So you can learn what habits you need to grow and improve upon as you grow a plant or a vegetable or fruit or whatever it is that you decide to grow.